Acts chapter 15, beginning with verse 35. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, where they, along with many others, kept on teaching and preaching the word of the Lord. After a time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's return and visit the brothers in every town where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, who was called Mark, along with them, but Paul did not think it was a good idea to take him along, since he had deserted them in Pamphylia and did not continue to travel with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and set out, after being entrusted to the grace of the Lord by the brothers. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Chapter 16. Paul arrived in Derbe and in Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, who was the son of a believing Jewish woman, but his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, so he took him and circumcised him on account of the Jews who lived in those places, because they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled through the towns, they delivered the resolutions decided by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to keep. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number day by day.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.